Trump, I did something that nobody thought was possible, I got rid of Roe v. Wade. By Jeff Poor on June 2, 2023. Thursday, during a televised town hall on FNC's Hannity, former President Donald Trump, also a candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, took credit for overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized elective on-demand abortion. The decision was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court last year in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization ruling. Partial transcript as follows. Hannity, on all of these issues, you know, what is the best way that you see this settled? Trump, well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. Applause. Trump, and by doing that, it put pro-lifers in a very strong negotiating position. Now they're negotiating different things. And, you know, I happen to be of the Ronald Reagan school in terms of exemptions where you have the life of the mother, rape. Hannity, right. Rape, incest, mother's life. Trump, so you have that. And I think, you know, for me that works very well. And probably 80-85%, because don't forget, we do have to win elections. But I did something that nobody could do, and I also made them the radicals because they are able and willing to kill babies in the ninth month, they're willing to kill babies. That's radical. Pro-life isn't radical. They made pro-life radical, the other side. Pro-life is not radical. What's radical is killing a baby in the eighth month, the seventh month, the ninth month, or even the babies, after the baby is born. Applause. Trump, and, you know, unfortunately a lot of politicians, and you saw in the midterms. I think it was a big factor, that didn't really know how to talk about what we did with Roe v. Wade and what we did on pro-life. They didn't know how to talk about it, and it energized the Democrats, and they used that, I mean, they used that as a commercial. You wouldn't believe it. Hannity, well, what should the Republican position be? Trump, but especially when you didn't have the exceptions. When you didn't have the exceptions, they went after the people like viciously. The ads, and those people did not, generally speaking. They didn't do very well in terms of election. But when you have the exceptions and you go through the whole gamut, it's something that's an incredible thing. But one thing it really did, though, Sean, is it gave people that are pro-life a great power to negotiate. We had no power to negotiate because you had Roe v. Wade sitting in there where you could do anything, where the other side could do anything. They can't do that right now. So we're in a great position to negotiate something really, really good. And most people, I think, really respect what we did. Now, I will say, every once in a while, I watch somebody say, I did more for abortion, on abortion, and abortion rights. And pro-life, I did more than Trump. Well, only stupid people would say that because everyone said there was no way that Roe v. Wade was going to disappear, but because it was very unfair. The other thing is people wanted to bring it back to the states. I consider that less important, but nevertheless, a lot of people wanted to bring it back. This brings it back to the states. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.